This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Not the King and I, the King and us. No King's Day, only short months after an earlier event in June, was scheduled in more than 2,500 towns and cities across the United States. Reports indicate there may have been over 7 million participants. As Jamel Bowie writes in the Times, Republicans went crazy over people exercising their constitutional right to assemble. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming said of a planned No Kings protest that it would be a big I Hate America rally of far-left activist groups. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana also called No Kings a Hate America rally. House Speaker Mike Johnson, also from Louisiana, told reporters that he expected to see Hamas supporters, Antifa types, and Marxists on full display. People, he said, without a touch of irony, who don't want to stand and defend the foundational truths of this republic. All of this is of a piece with the recent declaration by the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt that the Democratic Party's main constituency is made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. Wow. Talk about demonizing your opponents. Hey, now, tell us what you really think. All of this for a bunch of rallies and parades organized by coalitions including Indivisible, 50501, and Move On that are just standard-issue liberal white bread with hardly an arrest record among them. For goodness sakes, most of them got permits. Trump's assault is unending. With every day, it's hard not to believe that the center is not holding for this team. Take the shutdown, for example. The AP in a current poll finds that a higher percentage of Americans blame Trump and Republicans in Congress than they do Democrats. Other reports indicate they are in disarray because the Democrats stumbled on an issue, continuing subsidies for working families on Obamacare, that is popular with the public and no amount of word bombs seem to be helping their case. Furthermore, the canaries are cheaping away in the political coal mines. David Brooks, moderate conservative Republican columnist for the New York Times, hardly a MAGA man, but often a middle-of-the-road Trump policy apologist, writes in The Atlantic that what we need now is a mass movement. He writes, Trump's actions across these various spheres may seem like separate policies. They are part of one project, creating a savage war of all against all and then using the presidency to profit and gain power from it. Trumpism can only be seen as a multi-pronged effort to amputate the higher elements of the human spirit, learning, compassion, science, the pursuit of justice, and supplant those virtues with greed, retribution, ego, appetite. Trumpism is an attempt to make the world a playground for the rich and ruthless, so it seeks to dissolve the sinews of moral and legal restraint that makes civilization decent. If you think Trumpism will simply end in 3 years, you are naive. Left unopposed, global populism of the sort Trumpism represents could dominate for a generation. This could be the rest of our lives and our children's too. So why are we doing so little? Are we just going to stand in passive witness to the degradation of our democracy? David French, another conservative columnist for the Times, seems to also be issuing a call at this point in his horror at the recent report of racism and anti-Semitism by young Republican professionals, politicians, and congressional staffers, and other less than civil, often violent comments, including from the vice president, saying, when you combine all the elements, yet another Republican racism scandal, death wishes from a Democratic politician, Vance's decision to excuse the inexcusable, you can see the way in which 10 years of Trumpism has twisted the American soul. I'm not saying that we're winning, anything but. We're getting a butt-whipping on the daily. But right-wing extremism and rhetoric and actions emanating from the White House and infecting everything it touches is a lot worse than not being a good look. It's driving people away from them, pushing us to come up with a plan that works from the bottom up and the top down. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.